Yeah. Here's what you need to know. Got to let
you know. Okay, here on the coast, we've got a gang called the Mexican Hoon Cartel. The name really says it all. They're the ones that post up all their videos of doing skitties everywhere.
Yep.
In their cars. Now, they're targeting local Mudjabar MP, Ros Bates.
Ros,
she's so lovely. She does a lot for the community.
She sure does.
And they got a campaign poster of hers, a big one, and put a Nazi face on it, and then did burnouts over it, left skitties all over her face. Sounds
wrong. Did that? Does sound wrong, doesn't it? Wow. They look like they're all dressed up in their Mexican gear, too. They look like they just come out of Pancho's restaurant out there at the back of Mudjabar.
Double shift, straight into the car. But on top of that, then what a double whammy. Ros thought she was targeted again yesterday because they said, we're after you.
Yeah.
So she's been on high alert. But then a car ends up smashing through her office yesterday.
Yes. Through the wall.
But it ends up...
Yeah, they thought it was part of all this. They were really worried because it happened in Wurrungri Town Centre about a week ago as well.
Are they that hardcore?
Well, no. This ended up being a learner driver who accidentally put his foot on the accelerator. Yeah,
I just felt like an idiot, to be honest. But it doesn't happen to most teens. That's happened to me.
He is going to cop it.
Yeah,
from
you're
all
not
his
wrong.
And so then after that, he got one of her big posters and he started bunny hopping over it because he couldn't get the gear right. Yeah.
Throwing moustaches.
Yeah.
Oh, don't like this. This could get you mad. Oh. Okay, so only 1 in 10 people who've been fined for COVID breaches is paying their fines. So $1,334 fine. There's been 2,023 of them. Only 1 in 10 have been fined. I thought the upside of this was only 5 businesses were fined in that time. So huge adjustment from businesses, but it's private citizens that are refusing to pay up.
So what's going to happen? Is this like a fine with the police? Surely will it go to court or will it be on your record? Will they get debt collected?
It has gone to spur, and that's why I reckon they should just cancel their driver's licences.
Oh, boom! You're going hardcore.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, you don't want to pay. You did this. You were trying to spread a pandemic. We were all told to pull our heads in and go home.
Great point.
These people didn't do it, and now they refuse to pay. Look, that's the thing they're saying, though. People who scoff at the law are now scoffing at the law. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
How can you tell, though? Most of the people caught were in boots and under blankets in the back seat. They probably don't have a license.
Well, the other one, they could have got on and brought some grand final tickets and flogged them off. That's what's happening at the moment.
Scalpers.
Yes, scalpers. Hello. Of course it was always going to happen. You think about it. There was a couple of thousand tickets released to the public yesterday. They were snapped up within 20 minutes. They were saying they were jumping online at 8 o'clock in the morning and just refreshing every couple of minutes.
To get in the queue,
To get in the queue. Ugh. So they all got in the queue and about 20 minutes after they had brought the tickets, they were online. You could buy them for $185. Mm. Now they're wanting $1,500. Oh. So
don't they just cancel tickets like that? Don't they all have barcodes?
They can't do it. It's too hard.
They're legitimate tickets. Yeah, that's the thing.
They always say, yeah, you can, but they never do.
I hope some of them haven't paid their COVID fines, get the $1,500 and flick us the money back.
Yeah, that's what we're all hoping.
And that is what you need to know.